Many Worlds, One Mind. Written by Jerry Connor. Read by Harry Dyer.
I am given to understand that this is no ordinary discovery, and that it's not a common-a-garden asteroid. Actually, Marion, I expect it's not only the asteroid's orbit that makes it interesting. I think the IAU was surprised by some of its mysterious properties. In fact, we too found them very puzzling.
I have no doubt in my mind that Project Brief Encounter is the most inspiring and exciting project that I've ever seen in my 5 years as NASA administrator. The Artemis Z mission will send our brave astronauts farther away from Earth than any previous crewed mission, and humans will encounter a new celestial body for the first time since the manned exploration of the moon began 60 years ago. This mission is more than scientific exploration. It is a pioneering mission of discovery. We are at the forefront of something new, something that has to be investigated.
This is flight control at Houston. Thank you, Kennedy. We're now taking control. We confirm good thrust on both boosters, and we have liftoff.
Copy that, Houston. Main engines now on 109% thrust.
Nevertheless, the SLS flight computers have flagged this as a critical issue. We need to know the root cause. We have no room for error. The MISH is more than a repository of scientific instruments. It's an extension of our spacecraft, with capabilities that are essential to the success of our mission. The timing variations also appeared random. I was unable to ascertain any obvious pattern or sequence. But if we can get closer to Zeeman, I think we will be able to witness something that has never been seen before.
So just imagine how powerful a human quantum mind could be, where it may have, perhaps, millions of neurological qubit equivalents.
So, coming back to the core theme of your book, you relate the general principles of the human quantum mind with that of the quantum computer. I think one of the most sobering points you made is that when we are born, or when our human mind is first created, the quantum elements of our mind, the human quantum nexus as you described it, functions across an immeasurable number of physically identical minds in the vast quantum multiverse.
That's what I don't understand, Dr. Savas. How can the random number generators and the comparator possibly filter out quantum universes, allowing some to pass while blocking the rest? Surely that's impossible.
Yes, you're right, of course. I use the term filter in a very ambiguous way. We clearly don't have any control over the number of quantum universes that make up any of the branched worlds. But what we can do is minimize the rate of world branching, slow it down, especially those due to our actions.
I can't hold on! I have to let go!